For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. You did it again. You made it through the week. And as I've been saying in past broadcasts, I hope you didn't just make it through the week. I hope you, you know, thrived through the week. Yes, you might have gotten hit with trials, but as we've been saying on these broadcasts, you've been handling things God's way, and you've been changing and going to Him for the needed wisdom. And as a result, really walking as a victorious Christian right in the midst of trials. It's the way to live, my friend. I hope as we go into the weekend, you know, like I love that quote from Matthew Henry, instead of censoring God under our trials, let us open our ears and hearts and hear what He'll say to us. As you go into the weekend, I hope you will not censor God and say, well, it's the weekend. But I hope you'll open your ears and you'll open your hearts this weekend and say, God, what do you have to say to me? Yes, even during the weekend. What do you have to say, God? So in finishing out on wisdom, and again, last week we were on trials, I want to go over a couple of these bullets that I found in my notes, and I just love this. I shared this out of our James teachings. We have the James teachings in CD format with accompanying notes. I know quite a few people are using those in home Bible studies. And if you would like that, you just write to the ministry, write to us, and we'll get it out to you. But look at this. When it comes to these trials, and we quoted Matthew Henry, we're not censoring God under our trials. We're opening our ears and our hearts. We're hearing what He'll say to us. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:8, constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ the Messiah as risen from the dead. That will help you when you're facing a trial. This is also using God's wisdom. Number two, 2 Timothy 3:14, continue to hold to the things that you've learned. Don't let them go out the window. You've learned those things. It probably cost you a price to learn those things, you know? Hold on to them. But look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken hold of you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted beyond that which you're able to bear. But with that very temptation, He'll make a way of escape that you can bear it. Now listen to these three bullets that humans often say, but this scripture will point out, no, that's incorrect, and it's going to help build your faith. Watch, for instance, number one, my trial, my temptation is different. It's so unique. No one's ever gone through that. Not true, my friend. It's a temptation common to man. No temptation taken hold of you, but such as is common to man. It's going to help build your faith to go, wow, here I'm thinking it's all unique. No one's ever gone through it. Wow, just sometimes knowing someone else has gone through it helps. And they've made it through. Number two, my trial temptation is too strong. No, you will not be tempted above that you're able to bear it. That's going to help your faith as well. Number three, my trial temptation, there's no way out of this. No, it's not true. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, He'll make a way of escape that you can bear it. Aren't those great? Go load, you know, you're going to have to re-listen to those. Go to the radio menu button on AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and re-listen to those. Thank you for listening all week. Have a great weekend. Get ready for the Mirror Mirror 8 Determined Conference coming June 15th. And by His grace, we'll be back on Monday. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.